It's official. The United States is being broken into pieces. The Pentagon has openly declared war on the American people and all Trump supporters, labeling us Nazis, so they, the Captain America, smash us. There are now hundreds of current former CIA desk jockeys, analysts, posing for mainstream TV, showing their CIA badges and holding their finger up their earpieces with sunglasses on, saying they're coming to kill us. This is unbelievable.
Thanks, Alex. No, it's not unbelievable. They're breaking up the country, as you just said. And as your little buddy, Dr. Steve Pachenik, stated to us so long ago. Remember this, the devolution of power from D.C. to the states?
Well, the model, let me be very frank. I have never been an aficionado of the Constitution. The reason for it, it's outdated. And what's happening now is we're coming into a new realism, a hyper-realism, where the states become more important. The devolution of power from the federal government, I told you, is happening very quickly. Except for one thing, the paradox is that Trump is very strong as a president. The subsequent president will never be as strong as Trump, because now he will make sure we're independent. We broke away from China. Our medicines are made in the United States. Our products are made in the United States.
So you need a strong leader to create the de-evolution of power back to the people, but then like Washington, the leader blows it up when he leaves.
No, the leader breaks up the United States when he leaves. That's what he's done. Broken off from China, Eurasia, and now Israel, Russia, and China and Iran are going to run Eurasia. And we'll go into Alexander Dugin in a second. Let's just watch the rest of this.
No, because he is
I'm saying he blows up the strongman archetype. I'm just saying, like,
correct.
Watch.
Yeah. That's correct. It will go on to Pence. From Tampa, it will go on to Ivanka or Jared Kushner, and we will remain a viable country and a great country. I have no fear.
We'll remain a great country. I have no fear. Of course, the devolution of power to the governors and city mayors, which he also added, and I cannot find that footage. That's Kissinger's right-hand man who reverently referred to Henry Kissinger as Dr. Kissinger about 18 months ago. There's so many contradictions with that whole Trump crew, I don't need to tell any of you. It's gotten to the point of being totally ridiculous. As we can see from the articles pouring out, Texas Republicans endorsed legislation to our vote on secession from the US. There's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these articles pouring out now everywhere. You've got stuff about California. Everyone's leaving California. We'll watch that in a second. But here's an interesting one about invisible threat sparks dispute between Texas and Biden to do with the natural gas industry. And, oh, my God, there's methane being leaked and they're burning off natural gas. And, oh, my God. And it's just more and more articles. Now, here's the article from about California. This is what's driving California's mass exodus. The link is below. This is CNBC. 5 and nearly 6 million views. Now, it's how long is this?
It's been called the anti-California dream, the tech exodus, the great migration.
Between 2008 and 2019, 18,000 companies have left California.
Okay, it's 20 minutes long. And they're talking about all the companies that are moving to Texas. So basically, this great exodus, they're all going to Texas, fancy that. And Pachenik said as well, we're going to see a mass exodus to the southern states, Arizona, which is already full of intel. And we're going to talk more about intel in a minute and how badly I got it wrong. And we're going to talk about Israel and how it has benefited from COVID. If you want to see the full video, you're going to have to go to Brighteon, because I'm going to make some conclusions, which YouTube will probably delete my channel for. So you're going to have to go to Brighteon. The link is below for the full picture. And we're going to go into Israel and how Intel Corporation was saved by COVID and work from home with a 30 to 40% increase in purchases. Otherwise, they would have been dead. 100% dead. And it's just amazing that after 9/11, Israel became a powerhouse and made tens of billions of dollars. And after COVID, the exact same thing's happening again. Fancy that. But before we go any further, let's go into the date. It's 3:21 p.m. It's Saturday, February the 6th. Apologies again. I've been caught up in many things, just trying for days, in fact, the last 2 weeks, to get supplements into this country. I'm not going to go into it, because you're just going to go, what is the problem? I don't know. You ask the credit card people who can't seem to get my, the company can't get my charge through. It just disappears into the ether and nothing happens. But that's another story. Let's just leave that alone. I've got to get my health right. I have no secret information to give you. It's just the breakup of the United States will proceed and will be successful. It will be successful not because it's inevitable by any means, but because as long as people continue to believe that clicking links will save them, nothing's going to happen and they will continue on. The data analytics are leading everything. The social media science is so good. They know exactly what to do now. They can just push up gently, find resistance, push away, push up here, find resistance, push away, push up here, find resistance, push away. And they can slither like a snake through every obstacle before they would crash on through and you could predict what they're going to do. You try and predict now tactically what's happening, you can forget about it. You will never predict what's happening because they now have full control. It's not like they're on Mars with a 20-minute delay. They have real-time data analytics now and it's feeding everything they do. And this transition into breaking the United States up into at least two parts, if not four, you know, something like this, divided states. A Russian professor's prediction of how the US will split. The California Republic will be part of China or under Chinese influence. Well, normally I would laugh my ass off, but you know what? Nothing would surprise me. The Central North American Republic will be part of Canada or under Canadian influence. Why not? Canada's the home of the long-term Soviet sleeper, so why not? Atlantica may join the European Union. All of this I would have laughed at 6 months ago. The Texas Republic will be part of Mexico under Menas. Mexico won't be influencing anything, of course. Alaska will go to Russia. If you think this is impossible, I would have agreed with you 6 months ago. I don't anymore. Now, that I believe this is the late 1990s. This is a prediction from the late 1990s. But a breakup, something like that, certainly makes sense, without question. And when you look at Pechenik, and as Sufyan quipped to me, he presumes Dr. Kissinger will come forward to mediate this civil war. And it won't be a war. It'll be a very gentle, cold civil war. And you'll see the breakup of the United States. Can anything be done? Yeah, you've got to educate the military, the men with guns that can stop it all. But you won't do it. So I don't know what to tell you. I just have to accept that nothing's going to happen and nothing will be done on the street because everyone is compromised. Literally. I mean, Alex Jones, I'm talking, when I say everyone, I mean the top levels. Alex Jones has a vast audience, and Alex Jones tells them to bullhorn the White House and tell their friends. And David Icke, you know, says, you know, wake up. So as long as that's the advice you're getting, or James Corbett says, we've got to work at the local government level. No. That's like a pink feather duster in the eye of a rabid Rottweiler on meth and steroids. The military, men with guns, firearms, who can kill the right people and threaten the right people because they have lawful authority to defend the Constitution, and you need to back them up spiritually and psychologically, socially and politically. Start with education. If you can't even do that, I mean, well, it's over. There you go. I'm fine. I'm a single guy with no attachments. I don't even fucking care if I die anymore. Seriously. So I don't know what to tell you. What do you want me to tell you? That you can click links to freedom? I can't tell you that, as I've been telling for a long time. But I know that 3 years ago when I started this phase of the journey, I'm saying the same thing I said back then, the military. And I got nowhere but run in circles, round and round and round, by those people. You know who you are. And we'll go into those people again later. So at least we maintain the narrative. So I'm just going to be honest now. You can't win this. You're going to be broken up. That's my opinion. Anything could happen. Trump will run the southern states. He'll be down here running this, and they're going to move all the industry down there, and then they'll build the smart cities roughly in the north, put all the libtards in there with their free abortion clinics and cafe lattes and their metrosexual beards and their free beard trimmers, and they can all sit up there in their beautiful smart cities, and you're going to be very envious of them because those smart cities, they're going to roll out the technology that they've had stashed in those warehouses for anywhere from 100 to 50 years, all that Tesla stuff everyone laughs at. They're going to roll it out, and you're going to sit there, your jaw's going to drop, and you're going to go, holy shit, look at that. Look at that. That looks pretty good. No cars. You just press the button and the little self-driving vehicle, you just pop in and you're in. Man, this is fucking fantastic. Sign me up. You're going to love it. Even the elect will be deceived if that were possible. But anyway, That's the big picture item, the breakup of the United States. Now, while Americans are jerking each other off, calling each other a libtard and a Trumptard, Israel, Russia and China and Iran are all getting very busy signing deals with Europe, hand over fist, to build the grand European Economic Union, the Pan-Eurasian Economic Union. That you're not talking about. Corbett's not telling you about it, and Whitney Webb's not talking about it, and on and on and on. It's, you know, I'm just maintaining the narrative as the ship goes down. I don't know what else to do, so I'm just going to keep doing that. For those of you that don't know, if you go to my, well, that is, YouTube is not the place to go. If you want to go where I'm very sure that good old Mike Adams, I actually quite like Mad Adams, he has his limitations, Mike Adams, but the Health Ranger, I know absolutely he will keep my videos up. Rumble deleted my entire channel, no warning. Could it be because of this? Big thank you to Steve Bannon, who met Alexander Dugin in Rome in 2018. We'll talk about that in a second. Let's have a look. There's 29 players in Rumble. Chris Pavlovsky, the based in Canada. Chris Pavlovsky. Brandon Alexandrov. Alex Karapalevsky. Slava. First name Slava. That's a bit of a giveaway. Ivana Radulovic. Alexander Lezhnarov, Elena Velevaska, Filip Nikolovsky, Ivan Nikolik, Nicholas Nomov, Maria Babevska, Natasha Krestvaka, Adriana Bandevsky, Ilana Petrovska, Igor Demev, Ivana Melovska, Katarina Bogdanovska, Mareja Pavlovska, Nebosha Miloslavsky, Pavel Mihalkovsky, Riste Rezavov. Petrovic. Okay, can you tell me anything interesting about that staff, 25 of the 29 staff? What do you notice? They all have Slavic names and they're all based in Canada. And how many of them are Russian Israelis, I wonder? That's Rumble, Steve Bannon? Steve-o? They delete my account? No warning, just deleted, gone. It was getting very popular too. Very popular. I'm not sure how many of you have read the fucking Mueller report, but why don't you try reading it? Oh, there's no Russia collusion. Are you fucking kidding me? It's all it talks about, Russia and Israel. Trump tards, please. You know how many military just worship Trump and they've said, no, Brandon, no, my friend works at the Secret Service. He's a great guy. Oh, Lord have mercy. I've tried so hard. But let's have a read. If you don't know who Alexander Dugin is, let us quickly get his picture up. Dugin, American liberalism must be destroyed. Now, Dugin's father was a Russian GRU general, Russian military intelligence, and Dugin has briefed the Russian general staff. But there's more great things to know about Dugin if you watch my video, Rats in the Ranks. Again, Rats in the Ranks. Just go to the playlist on Brideon, and there it is, Rats in the Ranks, Psych Warfare. You will see him featured, and we ask many questions. Dugin talks about multilateralism. He talks about the Eurasian superstate, everything we talk about, everything. And you will begin to understand what's going on. He said we will create race war and division within the United States. Everything you have seen happen in the United States, Alexander Dugin said would happen. And I mean everything. Dugin is also a devotee of none other than Aleister Crowley. I guess you don't believe me, do you? You don't believe he's a devotee of Aleister Crowley. Let's watch this.
Я прошу почтить память умершего Алистера Кроули минутой молчания. Если есть в зале какие-нибудь зажигалки и спички, вы можете зажечь и минуту помолчать.
This is Dugin speaking now. This is in 1994.
Един твой исток, един твой дух, едино твое изменение.
There he is.
Позволь мне воспеть твои совершенства перед людьми. В образе шестиконечной звезды, сверкающей сквозь глупые своды, позволь мне объявить о твоих совершенствах. Ты явился мне как очень...
The whole video can easily be found, but I'll put that up as well. Now, what the hell was Steve Bannon doing meeting with Dugin in Rome in 2018? Bannon claimed that the meeting in 2018 was their first interaction and that the 2016 US election was not discussed, and the whole page is almost blanked out. That is page 404. 404 of the Mueller report. Steve Bannon is one complicated fellow, Steve-O. I got an invite to their monastery by one of his lunatics who had lunch with him. But there again, it's quite possible he just had a meeting with him and that was that. But Bannon has done some fantastic work in terms of rhetoric and especially exposing Henry Kissinger. It was vital that Bannon has exposed, and he just didn't do it once. He did it day after day for months. City of London, Rothschild, Davos, Party of Davos, banking cartels, you name it. Just one word missing from Bannon's vocabulary, Israel. So there's Dugin, who also appeared on Alex Jones, I might add. This is 2018.
In an important moment of the human history, now the initiative to change the world, I think now the situation is a little bit...
Now, this is 2018, Alex Jones, InfoWars. Once you understand who this is, remember, Alex Jones got a Russian visa, remember? Let's just remember that.
Change. Very interesting. We're living in an important moment of the human history. Now, the initiative to change the world is once more in the hands of Americans, in the hands of Trump. Russia has made a kind of introduction to the change of world order in order to create multipolarity. But now every...
Multipolarity, which means America will retreat into North America, South America. He said China will take over Australia. Okay. This is what he's talking about. And Alex Jones went right along with it for a long, long time. And now we're seeing the almost plunging of civil war. Let's just watch a little bit more.
I think all depends on the United States of America, on President Trump, because now he is in a position, he is capable to save the world and people of the world from globalism.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, and our guest is joining us from Moscow, Russia, Alexander Dugin. The media says that he's a top advisor to Putin, but from my research, I'd say it's more like when the media says that I'm telling Trump what to do, that's not really what's happening. We're just looking at the same picture, the same story.
He forgets to mention his father was a Russian military intelligence general. That might have been some good info to Alex to pass on.
Truth. We're reading from the same historical piece of music. But undoubtedly, Dr. Alexander Dugin is one of the leading people when it comes to rebirth in Russia and rediscovering the greatness of Russia and humanity itself and creating a pro-human system. Now, I've only read one of his books, and I've read quite a few of his writings over the years and well aware of who he was even a decade ago, tried to get him on. But here he is now.
That's a great admission. Thanks for that, Alex, that you are aware of his work and his books. That's good. That might be for the trial to come. That might be quite useful to know. There's a lot of info on Alexander Dugin and just what a creepy little piece of garbage he is.
There is just one of the problem is that it's...
This lady's going to tell you that he's a Satanist. And when I first saw this, I thought, oh, looks like the Catholic Church is... trying to have a go at the Russian Orthodox Church and Dugin. Yeah, I don't have a Satanist, but by God, I'm telling you right now, he's an effing Satanist. 100%. In other words, a Bolshevik.
not. It's there is just one of the problem is that it's not perceived. If you go more in depth, that there is a very important ideologies that is very influential for the Putin regime. His name is Alexander Dugin. Alexander Dugin has given an interview for a Polish Catholic magazine, Fronda, in 97. Grzegorz Górny. Yes. Yes. It was before, right before the election of Putin, and then the Polish journalist went back to Dugin to ask him about Putin, and Dugin said in that interview it was unfortunately it does not exist in English, but it's very very important, and it's I think it's thanks to the fact that the Polish journalist was able to provoke him. Dugin said many things that he usually does not say for the Western press. And he said there that you shouldn't take it personally, he says to Grzegorz Górny, but you have to understand that we, Russia and Germany, don't have any interests for a free Ukraine, independent Ukraine and independent Poland between our countries. So we are going to do our best to, in order to remove these obstacles from our way, because we need to join. Another thing that he said, and is very important, is that we need to destroy the West, both with the left and with the right. So we have...
Did you hear that? We need to destroy the West with both the left and the right. Okay? We have to destroy the West with both the left and the right.
Use the new left and the new right. These are Dugin's words. He said...
A new left and a new right. Libtards and Trumptards.
That very precisely. And then there was another a question that Grzegorz Górny made. He said, he asked Dugin, is there anything in Polish Catholicism that you think is worth being supported? And Dugin said no, but in Poland I would support any Masonic, any progressive, Catholic progressive movement in order to undermine.
He said, I will support any Catholic progressive Masonic, which would include Jesuit, Masonic movement that would support what we're trying to do.
Catholic Church. So the Poles have just one choice. Either they consider themselves Slavic and come with us and give up their Catholicism, or they don't give up their Catholicism and they are going to be destroyed. That's what Dugin really says. For the people here who don't know who Dugin is, there is one more thing very important that needs to be said, that in 2002, the Russian Orthodox Church has issued a document condemning his doctrine. So in 2000...
Since when would Patriarch Cruel care? He's a millionaire from tobacco, vodka, and oil taxes. Imagine if old Pope Francis was a millionaire from wine taxes and tobacco taxes and oil taxes. But Patriarch Cruel, you can't make any headway. The tobacco metropolitan, you can't make any headway online. Man, the Russian-Israeli trolls are everywhere protecting him.
Dugin was described by this document. There is a magazine about sects. It's meant to warn people against occultist groups and sects that are dangerous. And there was this document dedicated to Dugin in 2002, where Dugin is described as satanic. And
well, when you're given beautiful 1 minute silence to Aleister Crowley, that yes, you may be satanic.
It's a very serious document, very well done by theologians. And they quote works of Dugin in which he describes himself as an admirer, as a disciple of Aleister Crowley. On the other hand, he is also a disciple of René Guénon, which is a...
Which is interesting. I know a friend who's an Isadora Duncan dancer. If you don't know who Isadora Duncan is, she was a virtual communist Not quite, but I think she went to exile into the Soviet Union, and she was dancing the gospel. So when she was dancing, she would pray on the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And she would dance the gospels. And Stalin found out and exiled her, and the word was she didn't die in a freak accident where a scarf got hooked around the axle of a car. That, in fact, Aleister Crowley killed her and her kids, and that's a very interesting person. That person has danced at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. She was taught by the last of Isadora Duncan's pupils. That person I've spoken to frequently has some very interesting things to say. Very interesting things to say. I'm just thinking, should I say more? I'm going to sound like Alex Jones. I better stop there. But I've got a lot of interesting people contact me. But Isadora Duncan, she's often featured in movies. You'll hear her, like in Serpico with Al Pacino, he mentions her. She gets tossed in a lot. It's a very interesting case. In fact, we said we might try and work on a documentary together. She's actually sat with Kissinger and had a leg felt up by Kissinger at Bohemian Grove. She's been interviewed by the FBI for what happened to her when she was a New York dancer, and she went for a $50,000 grant from good old Jeffrey Epstein. She actually said he was sort of a nice guy, but weird, asked for a foot massage. He had a dildo. She didn't even know what a dildo was at that stage. And she was interviewed by the FBI about 6 months ago. She will do an interview at a later stage. She has some interesting relatives who work in very interesting government departments. Use your imagination. And this is, I'm going to leave it at that. Let's get back to Aleister Crowley. But Isadora Duncan is a documentary I would like to make because it's very interesting. And good old Aleister Crowley. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. That's why I'm going to get my health right. I really do. I've got to get it right.
Of some kind of Gnostic or occultist Islamic, tendency. Dugin is very close to Freemasonry, and he is apologetic of even of Nazism. So he wants to join the three things: the Third Rome, which is Moscow Orthodox, but in the sense that Dugin understands by Orthodoxy, Third Rome, Third Reich, and Third International. So he wants to take everything that is good. I mean, good for him means destructive for us.
That's straight out of the European Union and Davos. That's what he's talking about.
From both Bolshevism and Nazism. This is really very dangerous. And it was described exactly as I am telling you in this document. It's not possible to find it in English. It's in Russian online. And it's in Portuguese. I first found it in a Brazilian website.
Thank you.
It's all very, very interesting and a real good documentary. I mean, even the New York Times has featured Dugin and shown him everything he said. We're going to create race war. We're going to divide every way we can. And you see that we're going to use the left and the right to destroy themselves and build this. They want that. That's Oded Yanon comes to the United States. Oded Yanon, reshaping the United States for the benefit of Israel and the pan-Eurasian superstate of which Moscow and people like Alexander Dugin and Putin and Xi Jinping are working towards, the Mackinder World Island and complete domination of the planet via the banking house of Rothschild and the European banking cartels who fund them. They funded Hitler, they funded Stalin and Lenin, they fund all of them. And there's only one thing between them and a totalitarian scientific dictatorship. That's the United States of America, the United States military industrial complex, United States Marine Corps, Army, Navy, Air Force, and the US Constitution. That's it. When the tyranny comes, it's not going to be nasty with blood dripping from the fangs. It's going to be very nice. It's going to be very nice. A UN smart city with electronic this and electronic that and free stuff everywhere. And all you have to do is get a little vaccine. People now I know of getting the vaccine. They said their arm was a bit sore. They've had the first one. They're waiting for the second, but they were okay and they're very happy about it. 50 to 70% of the United States population will probably take the vaccine. My friends in Australia tell me the Australians have lost their minds. 50% are just totally terrified. I think COVID is real because I think I had a taste of it. It affects the brain. smell, touch, coordination. Strange things happen. We stand up and your heart rate picks, you know, all sorts of weird physiological effects, affects gut flora. And guess what? It affects your testicles. Yes, my testosterone plunged almost to zero. I'm on hormone replacement therapy now. What a coincidence. What a coincidence. So I think saying that COVID is non-existent is probably wrong, but it seems like it is a biological warfare agent because it is popping up everywhere. And Taiwan, where it just happens to be leading the world semiconductors, where they need desperately to make the fourth industrial revolution. Isn't it interesting that Taiwan, 100 miles from the Chinese mainland, with a constant backwards and forwards of Chinese engineers, people going home, they still have relatives in China, they have virtually non-existent COVID. Isn't that interesting? Other places are burning. California's burning with COVID. Now, the friend, daughter, is one of the chief medical officers involved in the COVID ward, and she said, horseshit, Brendan, I have colleagues who are dying. It's effing real. These people walk in, she said, Mexican and Latinos, overweight, diabetes, any comorbidity, they're dropping like flies. They are dropping like flies. There's something going on. Do not think that there is no COVID. There is a COVID, but it is spotty. And of course, they're lying through their teeth saying this hospital's full. There's that much. The point is this, we're all confused, aren't we? And that's another thing they said they do. We'll create total destabilized perception, as Adam Curtis tells us.
The underlying aim, Surkov said, was not to win the war, but to use the conflict to create a constant state of destabilized perception in order to manage and control.
And voila. So, in a quick summary, it's already been explained in the Great Game of Family Civil War. In fact, all the videos. You've really got to go to Brideon, I'm sorry, and start at number one. I've tried to re-upload to YouTube the best videos, and they've copyrighted and deleted half of them already. Oh, I tell a lie. Brendan, they've allowed them back up. Number two and number three, they allowed the copyright through. Well, I'll be damned. Okay, so there you go, Brendan O'Connell 3. I'm going to put all the best videos up there. Thank God for that. But they refused to allow number one up, which is COVID-19 war with China, Israel, 9/11, and the Boeing uninterruptible autopilot. That's a good video. They deleted it due to violations of blah. I have no idea. So whatever. But I'm going to put all the best ones up. So a lot of people complained, look, Brendan, our friends still use YouTube. Could you make it easy? Brideon buffers, but YouTube runs really well. So I'm going to put all the best videos up there. Brendan O'Connell 3. And of course, Brideon is where you're going to have to go if you want the good ones, and they should stay up. No problems. So if you watch The Great Game, A Family Civil War, Trump, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. Kissinger's probably going to pop up, as Sufyan says, and create and say, I'm here to create peace, and let's have a peaceful transition into this country, and you can watch it unfold. I'd like to see the invasion of Israel before the end of the year. That would be nice. Maybe something will happen. I mean, Biden is, wow, the people I've never seen so many anti-Israel people in all my life that are in his administration. It's like, yeah. There's your choice. Tweedledee and Tweedledum. What a choice. So you don't have much of a choice. But anyway, you've watched a little bit of Alexander Dugin. You know my view, the grand picture is breakup of the United States. They handle North America, South America. They build up the 5G network and the UN Habitat Smart City Surveillance State. And we see the continuing development of the Pan-Eurasian superstate with Israel leading it, with Israel, Russia, China, and Iran, and of course Europe, who are signing deals hand over fist. And you've really got to understand, when you have videos like this, what's driving the mass exodus from California, and they're moving to the southern states. California's been on fire. It's full of COVID or some sort of virus. It's not normal. It's affecting people's organs, their brain, their gut flora, their testicles and ovaries. There's something going on. And we're going to talk about that at the end. So if you're watching this on YouTube, it's going to end abruptly very, very soon. You're going to have to go to Brighton to watch my full analysis at exactly what's going on. So I'm going to end this now right here on YouTube. I'm not going to do any more. I'm now going to talk about Israel and Intel Corporation. No, let's keep going. Well, let's keep going. I want to talk about Intel Corporation. Now, Intel, as you know, is basically an Israeli company. Intel CEO, we think of ourselves as an Israeli company as much as a US company. I just want to say that it will be centered here in Jerusalem. Brian Kachanik, before he had to leave, he was forced out for an inappropriate sexual relationship. No one knows if he was on Epstein Island. But there he is signing away $25 billion of Intel Corporation to Israel, another gift to Israel. Isn't it amazing? Now, if you don't know the fact about Intel, I've called it for 3 years. Intel Israel, I might add. Intel Israel, let's just quickly get another article up. Do you know Intel warned Chinese company of the chip flaws in late 2017? It came public early 2018. And they were so bad, it was chaotic for years. They had to turn off hyper-threading. If you don't know, Intel Corporation dominates 90 to 95% of the data center and server market, which is where they make their billions. That slowly changed where AMD was taking over. Intel was losing market share. Intel Israel was bragging it had designed the new 10 nanometer process, their Alder Lake CPU, which was a big monolithic die and a brilliant chip. Well, as it turned out, it was a disaster. They couldn't make it. The rates of their yields on the wafers, which are very difficult to make, were only 10 and 20%. So only 1 or 2 out of 10 actually worked. And they could, and even now they can barely get 8 cores. So you might have a 16-core wafer and 8 cores are switched off because they're all duds. And that's the problems they're having. It was a disaster. We can speculate whether it was all the flaws that were in the chip, which were really backdoors, and they had to completely redesign the chip, and they did have other problems. We don't know, but the public word is that it simply didn't work. They spent $20 billion on research and machinery for something that didn't work. Does that sound right to you, or does something even sound better, that they were caught out putting so many backdoors in the new Premier 10 nanometer Israeli design chip? They put so many flaws and backdoors in it. They were discovered because it was coming out, and we were part of that, a group of us, in getting that out there. And they had to completely redesign the effing chip from the ground up. Does that sound like a reasonable explanation too? I have no idea, but I don't think it's unreasonable speculation given what we know about Israel. Here are some other articles you might want to look at. Intel to invest an unprecedented $11 billion in Israeli operations. That was from 2019 in January. And then they stated they won't be spending it anymore. But no one knows what the hell's going on because it's hard to find any articles on it. If you do find them, I'd really want to know if that giant investment in Israel is going ahead. That's their most advanced research, design, and fabrication facility. A lot of stuff is done in Oregon and Arizona, but they brag repeatedly in the media that the Alder Lake chip was a purely Israeli affair. The brilliance of the Israelis, i.e. Russian computer scientists and engineers. So let's just take them at their word. Now, Alder Lake is due out. They say they've fixed all the problems and it's coming out. It's coming out, they say, in a few months. And no one believes it. No one believes it. But here's what's happened. Due to COVID and work from home, there's been a 30 to 40% increase in sales. It's off the planet. Have you tried buying a computer part? I just decided to try, and I had to get one in piece by piece, a desktop. I did not want a desktop because I could move at any moment. But I thought, if I don't get something now, I am never going to get something. The prices are outrageous. They're just going up, 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 because the demand is so high. It saved Intel because no one cares. They don't care if it overheats. They don't care if it's 14 nanometer, and they don't care if AMD started the art moving on to 5 and 7 nanometer. Just give me an effing chip. It saved Intel. And because this COVID looks like it ain't stopping, and they've stated repeatedly everyone's going to be working from home, the demand is going to be outrageous and get worse and worse and worse, and Intel's just going to keep making money hand over fist. Period. So it's almost like Intel Israel was saved by COVID. Wow. And Intel's making tens of billions from COVID stuff, or their apps and stuff. Wow. That's lucky. And there's strong evidence suggests that the COVID is a mix of multiple, it's man-made basically from the Wuhan lab, which is also the home in China of artificial intelligence. Wow. And Israel's deeply in bed with China. And Israel's full of Russian computer scientists, missile technicians, aeronautical engineers, and biological warfare specialists. And Israel's all over China and have been in China for 200 years. And if you don't know, you really should watch this. The History of Jews in China, number 35. I suggest you watch it, or on Brighteon, because who knows if YouTube will last any longer. The History of Jews in China, 200 years there. It's a very good video. You go and watch that. Is it such unreasonable speculation? We're going to end it right here on YouTube. YouTube, if you want to see the rest, go to Brodian. Catch you later.